And as I pulled into the parking lot that linked the cacique and its neighbor, Tito's Cafe Cubano, I could see that she was currently emphasizing the hell out of her figure. She was dressed in a neon pink tube top, spandex shorts, black fishnet stockings, and spike heels, straight from the costume shop for Hollywood hookers in 3D. A few years back, somebody in the Vice Bureau got the word that the pimps were laughing at them on the streets. It seems the Vice cops, mostly male, were picking the outfits for the women operatives who worked in the sting operations. Their choice of clothing was showing an awful lot about their preferences and kinkiness, but it did not look much like hooker wear. So everybody on the street could tell when the new girl was carrying a badge and gun in her clutch purse. As a result of this tip, the Vice cops began to insist that the girls who went undercover pick their own outfits for the job. After all, girls know more about what looks right, don't they? Maybe most of them do. Deborah doesn't. She's never felt comfortable in anything but blues. You should have seen what she wanted to wear to her prom. And now, I had never seen a beautiful woman dressed in such a revealing costume who looked less sexually appealing than Deb did. But she did stand out. She was working crowd control, her badge pinned to the tube top. She was more visible than the half mile of yellow crime scene tape that was already strung up, more than the three patrol cars angled in with their lights flashing. The pink tube top flashed a little brighter. She was off to one side of the parking lot, keeping a growing crowd back from the lab techs, who appeared to be going through the dumpster belonging to the coffee shop. I was glad I hadn't been assigned to that. The stink of it came all the way across the lot and in my car window. A dark stench of Latin coffee grounds mixed with old fruit and rancid pork. The cop at the entrance to the parking lot was a guy I knew. He waved me in, and I found a spot. "Deb," I said as I strolled over. "Nice outfit. Really shows your figure to full advantage." "Fuck off," she said, and she blushed. Really something to see in a full-grown cop. "They found another hooker," she said. "At least, they think it's a hooker. Hard to tell from what's left." "That's the third in the last 5 months," I said. "Fifth," she told me. "There were two more up in Broward." She shook her head. "These assholes keep saying that officially there's no connection." "It would make for an awful lot of paperwork," I said helpfully. Deb showed me her teeth. "How about some basic fucking police work?" she snarled. "A moron could see these kills are connected." And she gave a little shudder. I stared at her, amazed. She was a cop, daughter of a cop. Things didn't bother her. When she'd been a rookie cop and the older guys played tricks on Deborah, showing her the hacked-up bodies that turn up in Miami every day, to get her to blow her lunch, she hadn't blinked. She'd seen it all. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. But this one made her shudder. "Interesting. This one is special, is that it?" I asked her. "This one is on my beat, with the hookers." She pointed a finger at me. "And that means I've got a shot to get in on it, get noticed, and pull a transfer into Homicide Bureau." I gave her my happy smile. "Ambition, Deborah?" "Goddamned right," she said. "I want out of Vice, and I want out of this sex suit. I want into Homicide, Dexter, and this could be my ticket. With one small break." She paused, and then she said something absolutely amazing. "Please help me, Dex," she said. "I really hate this." "Please, Deborah? You're saying please to me? Do you know how nervous that makes me?" "Cut the crap, Dex. But Deborah, really, cut it," I said. "Will you help me or not?" When she put it that way, with that strange, rare please dangling in the air, what else could I say but, "Of course I will, Deb. You know that." And she eyed me hard, taking back her please. "I don't know it, Dex. I don't know anything with you." "Of course I'll help, Deb," I repeated, trying to sound hurt, and doing a really good imitation of injured dignity, I headed for the dumpster with the rest of the lab rats.